right, it's the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's party station. Now, the world has changed a lot. We see the new normal being mentioned. This new normal, I don't know if it's going to work. Match.com, the hookup spot, the CEO of the Match Group, which has Match.com and Tinder, and OkCupid and Hinge, has said that video is going to have a bigger place in and maybe have forever changed the first date. It's going to have a permanent part of the dating process now. A lot of couples' first moments are going to be on the virtual world.
Oh, wow.
And not really in the real world. People are going to be using video more, and the definition of a first date may change.
I really like this. I like this because it's a lot safer. I'm just going to say, from my point of view, especially for women, meeting somebody that you don't know, whether it's at like a coffee shop or whatever, you don't really know what's going to happen, if anything could go left. So maybe seeing the person and talking to them first and knowing that they're real and that the actual person that you've been seeing the pictures of, it could be really good.
That's all well and good and safety, and I get it, the new norm and all that, but that is not a date.
It's
meeting somebody on your webcam, on FaceTime, whatever little
that's
video.
That's an initial meeting, though.
That's a conversation, but not a date. I draw the line
It seems like it's a pre-date action,
yeah,
and not a date. Date action, but they're saying that more and more relationships will be formed online, on dating apps and the like, and this could stick post-coronavirus madness. Now, he's basically saying long-lasting consequential changes to the dating scene even after this pandemic is over. The CEO said maybe the fact that geography is a constraint to finding love is going to be less important moving forward, where people who have virtual relationships, their first date, their first meaningful interaction is going to be on video.
We can't let this pandemic let us lose our humanity. Like, people need touch and feel and connection.
Yeah.
He
just
people.
Wants to hook up.
No,
like
no,
the initial
it just
meeting.
Can't. Everything can't, from school to your job, everything can't be virtual.
I understand that, but we're talking about the first, you don't know this person. So I like this aspect. Now, taking away like a first real date, now that's, I wouldn't go like that. I want to actually go to a restaurant, enjoy each other. That's different. But making sure that person is not going to catfish me is a big deal.
Man. You know, but you look at what you just said, though. You said, the first date, go to a restaurant, enjoy each other. You take away the restaurant and you're enjoying each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do you miss the first date or do you miss the first restaurant? Because on virtual, what they're saying is you're getting everything that you need from that person for that first date other than the physical touch, but you're getting that closeness. So you're getting to know each other even in a better way because you don't have the distractions of the restaurant and the bowling alley or the bar. Mm. Or whatever. There's no distractions. It's just you and the person.
Dobby wants to touch and feel.
I mean, you know, touching and feeling is important, but touching and feeling also can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I get this as an extension of like online dating, but it just can't be a replacement for like real human contact.
I understand that. I do like the safety aspect of it, though.
I mean, now that's a good part of it because there are crazies out there.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you're staying safe.
I made my mom sign up for eHarmony and Match before she met her husband, and that's how she met him. And they went to like a coffee shop first, but I was so nervous because I wanted them to do a video first just because, you know, you care about your loved ones.
Some 37% of Hinge users say they'd exclusively date somebody that they had only met virtually. Like, while they may be good for companies like Match or whatever, this is another way that the economy could further shift to the advantage of having tech companies have the expense of brick and mortar spaces like restaurants and traditional home first dates. They're saying that they can traditionally meet somebody virtually and be committed to that person virtually.
I get that it's safer. I understand that. But it also leaves you open for little things. Like, what if that person's like a super loud chewer or they have like a very unique musk or something that you would never know virtually?
Unless you got with them.
Yeah. You got to have that dinner to
or
know
like
that
they
person
got a cute top side.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, because their bottom side is rough.
Yeah.
But they got a cute top side. Top side is like, oh, yeah, they crop every picture when they up top and then they mess around and walk in. You're like, who's the bottom?
Yeah. Exactly.
You got those different problems.
Seeing the person is really important, and having, you know, checking their personality and that they actually exist and all that stuff is really cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.